Women in Alaska earn significantly less than men, and the YWCA is setting out to change that. Their new initiative aims to close the wage gap by 2025. One of the solutions may be simple: encourage more women to join the trades. KSKA's Ann Hillman reports.
Deborah Kelly walks through the maze of buildings at MLNP in Anchorage, where she works.
So this is the line shop, the barn. Got all of our bucket trucks, and we got some tree trimmers that work here as well.
Kelly is a lineman, which means she fixes high-voltage power and telephone lines.
This is what we actually use to climb the poles.
This light young woman pulls out a contraption that looks like an ancient leg brace attached to leather chaps.
And there's a small spike that is angled out from that actually goes into the wood. You just walk up the pole like you're walking on the ground. Only different.
Seriously?
Yes, it's great.
Kelly says she didn't plan on working on power and phone lines, but when she tried it out during her apprenticeship with the IBW, she instantly fell in love. There was just one problem. She's a woman.
Well, I definitely had to prove to everybody why I was there and that I deserved to be in the trade, because most guys have never worked with a woman, and a lot of them have never even heard of a woman in the trade. I'm only the second one in the history of Alaska.
The line trade is not the only industry where women are grossly underrepresented. State Department of Labor data shows few women work in natural resource development and construction as well, some of the highest paying jobs in the state. And the state economists say that contributes to the overall gender pay gap. State estimates show that a woman makes only 67 cents for every dollar a man makes. YWCA of Alaska CEO Hillary Morgan says the gap is closing too slowly, only 5 cents in 20 years.
If we continue to do nothing at this rate, women and men will make equal pay in the year 2142, which is really not acceptable.
Her organization is trying to close it by 2025 instead. But how? Morgan says she's not exactly sure.
When Kennedy said he was going to the moon, he didn't know how he was going to get there either, but he was going to get there.
Morgan says the first step is changing societal norms. People need to stop accepting the pay gap as normal. She says the YWCA is partnering with other organizations and industries in Alaska to try to educate people on the discrepancy and to develop solutions. She says they're also creating a tool to help businesses and organizations measure if they treat women differently.
Many of them, their intent is not to pay their female employees less than their male employees. I think that that just happens over time, and because nobody's really looking at the issue.
Back at MLNP, Kelly walks through the halls, joking with some of her colleagues.
And don't talk to this guy.
Trouble.
Yeah.
Trouble.
Kelly says she had to fight to get the same training as the men during her apprenticeship because her crew doubted her abilities and wanted to protect her because she's so small. She says she confronted sheer pigheadedness, too. The men didn't understand what she was doing there. Kelly says the challenges were worth it.
It's the best job in the world, and skepticism and a few bad apples are not worth giving that up over.
Kelly says she hopes to see other women doing what she does, and the sooner the better. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.